Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Goldie. Happy to have all of you here. See, we got four people in the queue. Today, I am offering free psychic readings to the public. Please note that I am in a public space. There are people around, so ask questions that are appropriate. How can I say this? Questions that you're comfortable with being asked out loud, and because people will hear me in my responses as I do the card readings. Sorry, but I was unable to find a private space today to do the readings for all of you. So hopefully that's okay. And another thing, if you do want a private session with me to book a session, you can go to my new website at www.christianashealinghands.com. Christiana is spelled C-H-R-Y-S-T-Y-A-N-A. So christianashealinghands.com. I offer psychic readings, hypnosis, life coaching, and spell casting, also Reiki. And all of these things can be done, they can be done long distance or over the phone. The only thing that needs to be done on webcam, I believe, is the hypnosis. But the readings, the life coaching, and the spell casting and Reiki can all be done over the phone or and long distance. Again, my website is christianashealinghands.com, C-H-R-Y-S-T-Y-A-N-A-S, healinghands.com. First person is in the area code 480. I'm taking your call now. Hi, this is Goldie.
Hi, this is Mike. How are
Hello?
You?
Hi, Hello. How can I help you?
Yeah, quick question. So last week I met a woman and we hung out yesterday. And, I mean, hung out like 4 hours. And I was just kind of curious if there's anything romantic in that direction or just friends with a lot in common.
Okay. Just mixing up my cards. Hi, I'm so sorry. Are you still on?
I'm here.
Hi. Okay, you were wondering if it was going to lead to something more than just friendship with her, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay, so I told you the first card says attraction, and it's great that you guys know how to live in the moment and just be with each other and enjoy each other. And the second card says engagement. So it says your love life is ascending to a higher level of commitment. So that right there card is telling me that it will unfold into something more, into engagement and marriage. And
what?
That there will be children. Your love life is being affected by children. So this is the card for the near future, so saying that there will be some children involved in this.
No kidding. Well, you know, the funny thing is I kind of set an intention maybe a month ago for very specific 5'11", you know, athletic, you know, in shape, and she's 5'11" and thin, and the crazy thing is I'm 5'7".
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine. I mean,
well, yeah, I don't have a problem with it, but, you know, many women do in that sense, so who are that tall. So, no, but it's just interesting that I set the intention that that's what I wanted to manifest. And
well, that's magic. That's magic right there.
Yeah. Absolutely. Wow. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. I'll put you on to listen to the show.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Okay, sorry everybody, got bumped off of Blog Talk there for some reason, but I am back on. Second area code, calling from the 805 area code. Hi, this is Goldie, how can I help you? Hello? Hello? Okay, I cannot hear you. I'm sorry. I'm going to put you on mute. Next caller is calling from the 610 area code. Hello, this is Goldie. How can I help you? Hello? Hello? Next caller from the 805 area code. Hello, hi, this is Goldie. Okay, everybody, there seems to be some technical difficulties with Blog Talk today. I am going to hang up and then call back into the show one more time. Please hang in there. Hello, everybody. I hope you can hear me. I'm going to try this again and try to take the next caller calling from the 805 area code.
Hey, hello. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi.
Hi, this is Donna.
Hi, how can I help you? What's your question?
Well, I just wanted to get a reading about maybe a relationship coming in for me, you know, a long-term committed relationship. I'd like to get married at some point.
Okay. Let me just mix up my cards real quick. Can you hear me all right?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you great.
Okay, so the first card says that it's worth waiting for. Divine timing is at work in your love life. So that's the way of the angels coming through saying just that, that all things will happen and unfold when they are meant to.
Okay.
And that it's worth waiting for, so just hang in there.
Okay.
Second card says...
Oh, yeah, go on. Sorry.
The second card says to keep an open mind. Your soulmate may differ from your usual type and expectations. Excuse me. So just keep an open mind and don't focus on too much on one type, you know, certain height, certain hair color, just be open to anything.
Okay.
Or to anyone. Of course, it has to be chemistry, but, you know, just don't narrow your options too much. The third card says religious factors. Your love life is influenced by your religious upbringing and spiritual path. So I feel that this person is like you and this person that you will meet will have some conflicting religious beliefs and backgrounds.
Oh, we'll be the same that way?
Possibly.
What, we're going to have the same, like?
No, I feel like it's going to be conflicting religious factors. But if you guys can find a way to blend them together and to create harmony, then you can make the relationship work out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I feel like someone is coming, but it's going to take a while, and you just need to be patient while everything falls into place.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling. I'll put you on to listen to the show.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Okay, next caller calling from the 631 area code.
Hello.
Hi, this is Goldie. How can I help you?
I'm going to interview you tomorrow. Do you see me getting the position?
Can you repeat that?
I'm going to interview tomorrow. Do you see me getting the position?
Okay, 1 second. I have to shuffle the card.
You stop meeting?
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm just shuffling right now. 1 second. Okay. So the first one, the first card says Mother Mary. She's coming through, and that's her way of letting you know that you can call on her for guidance and prayer for whatever it is that you need. Second card says patience. Don't get too anxious about it. Just be patient. And, yeah, that's pretty self-explanatory. And the third card says that you are loved. So that's just reassurance and comfort from the angels. To let you know that you're loved and you're not alone. And as far as the position, I feel like it's probable that you won't get the job, but that's just what I'm feeling as a probability. It's possible.
All right, well, thank you.
Okay, well, I guess she had to go. Okay, so I always strive to tell you what I'm honestly picking up and feeling, so hopefully that doesn't offend anybody. Okay, the next area code 480.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, what is your question for today?
Actually, this is very similar to the previous caller about what do you see for my career, but I just want to mention for some reason on Block Talk, it's saying waiting for the host to call in, so you might want to be aware of that.
But you can hear me, obviously,
oh, yes,
so that's
yes,
odd.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been some glitches in the system today. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk.
Okay.
Sorry about that. But
no,
just
no,
as long
I'm
as
okay
you're getting...
I just didn't want you to.
yeah, as long as you're getting the reading, that's what matters. Okay,
you.
So you want to know, what do you want to know about career?
Yeah, career forecast. I am working. Any changes? Any upcoming insights?
Okay. 1 second. I'm going to pull out my Mudras deck of cards. I feel okay. drawn to this one for some reason.
Okay.
One second while I shuffle.
Yes, please take your time.
Now, is your question, do you want to know if you're going to get a job, what kind of job it's going to be, that sort
yes.
of thing?
Yes, because I'm working, but I'm looking for other opportunities right now.
Are you a creative person?
I've been told that, but I'm also analytical. I consider myself more analytical, but I've been told I'm creative, and I'm not utilizing that skill sets enough, or being
okay, well,
or
that,
being aware of it.
That's one of the first images I got, but that can also be like a metaphor. I saw you painting on a canvas, and that can mean that it's time for you to start creating your own reality and what you want, and to get specific on the exact the goals that you want to manifest in your life.
Okay.
Trust your inner guidance. That is what this card is telling me. The back says, I can't really pronounce it. I'll try my best. Hridaya Mudra assists
mm-hmm.
insight, self-compassion, safety, benefit, supports heart and respiratory system, releases tension in the chest and ribs, assists the immune system, cultivates trust and inner knowledge. Instructions. Place the right hand over the heart. Place
mm-hmm.
the left hand on the top of the right hand. Relax the shoulders, lengthen the spine. Focus. I listen openly and honor the voice of my heart. So I feel that spirit is, the angels are coming through and telling you that it's time for you to trust your own inner guidance. And that is where you will find the answers that you're seeking.
Okay.
I know that's probably not exactly what you want to hear, but just tell the reading as it comes to me.
That's
so
good.
You can try that if you want to, and mm-hmm. as a meditation, and see what comes to you.
Appreciate it. You have a wonderful day.
All right.
Take
Thanks.
Care.
You
Bye.
Too. Bye. Bye. Okay. The next caller is calling from 860 area code.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you today? What's your question?
Question is, do you see me meeting a special someone? Relationship.
Okay. Okay, is there someone in the picture right now that you're interested in?
There is, but it's not under the best circumstances, so I'm kind of putting him to the side. Not kind of, I am.
Well, it says that your feelings are real and worth exploring, your romantic feelings.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
And it's funny, I got this card for the second time today. Religious factors. Your love life is influenced by your religious upbringing and spiritual path. Do you find that applies to you?
Can you say that it's what that this person is religious in a spiritual path, or I am, or both?
Well, it says that your love life is influenced by your religious upbringing and spiritual path. Do you find
that makes
sense?
So, yes.
So it's important then that you find somebody that you can have a harmonious relationship with, and that your religious beliefs won't conflict. And the third card is lets you know to beware of codependent relationships. It says addictions are affecting your romantic life. So since this is public, I won't get too far into that, but just be aware of codependency.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's more of my family that's a relation. I think when you're talking about relationships, it means any kind. So there's a lot of codependency in my family, but I'm actually stepping away and moving away from that. So that does make sense in that way. But so you're saying that I should just explore this person?
Coming through, that's what the cards are saying.
Okay. All right, we'll see what happens. I'm going to take it nice and slow. Don't jump into anything. I think it's important to just take it easy.
If that's what works for you, then go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've
all right.
I've dove in a lot, and that doesn't work either. So I'm not saying, like, slow, but just taking it one day at a time and seeing what unfolds.
That sounds like a healthy way to go about it.
Exactly.
So good luck on everything.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Okay, everybody, so there are no more callers in the host queue. I am going to just do one more card reading for the public and anybody that may just be listening or for the future, because sometimes people like to listen to the podcast. These shows do get recorded. So I'm going to pick again from my mudra deck. And what mudras are, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right, but they're hand symbols, like one that I just gave a client that called in today. Let's put the hand over the heart, one on top of the other, and do a meditation where you let your own higher self come through and speak to you and let you know the answers that you seek. So one left hand on heart, right hand on top of the left hand, and focus on what your intention is and your question, and the answer should come to you, and you just go with what you feel intuitively without without letting the ego get in the way. Okay. Excuse me. So the first card says fluidity. Matsya mudra. Inner refreshment, emotional ease and nourishment. Benefits, releases muscular contractions, supports joints, and eases inflammation, cultivates emotional fluidity and calmness. Instructions. Place the right palm over the back of the left hand, both hands facing downward. Keep all of the fingers stacked while extending the thumbs out to the side. Hold hands with fingers extending outward away from the abdomen. In the focus while you're doing this, gentle waves of ease flow through my mind and body. And it's a beautiful, bright orange color. The second one says oneness. Mani Ratna Mudra. Assists spiritual union, balance, and integration. Benefits. Supports and balances all of the systems of the body. Directs breath and awareness throughout the body. Opens crown chakra. Instruction. Bend index fingers inward and touch the tips of the fingers to the thumbs. Join the thumbs and the hands with the base of the palms touching. Extend the other fingers open. Relax shoulders and move elbows slightly away from the body. Focus. I experience the oneness of everything. And it's a beautiful purple color. On the card, it kind of looks like somebody making eyeglasses with feathers on them, but with their hands. The third says grounding. Bhu Mudra assists grounding, stability, connection to the physical body. Benefits, reduces stress and blood pressure, activates root chakra. Instructions. Extend the index and middle fingers downward to make inverted V-shaped peace signs with both hands. Curl the pinky and ring fingers inward toward the palms and place thumbs on fingertips lightly. Extend arms and bring the tips of the middle and index fingers into the ground or tops of the thighs. Relax shoulders, lengthen spine. Focus, grounded to the earth, I receive support and abundance. And this is a beautiful red color, which is great for grounding the root chakra. And this card looks like somebody's throwing the peace sign, but downward towards the floor with the fingers together. So hopefully those meditations can assist and help someone out. I know it can be a little confusing to try to follow the instructions without seeing the card, but just do your best. And intention is what really counts and matters here. So just have your intention for healing, for whatever your intention is, that intention, send it into the universe and it will manifest as long as you have the confidence and belief that it will. All right, so there are still 14 minutes, but since we have no more callers today, I am going to end the episode. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. And again, if you would like to book a session with me, you can reach me on the contact page. Fill out the contact page and send it to me at christianashealinghands.com. That's C-H-R-Y-S-T-Y-A-N-A-S, healinghands.com, christianashealinghands.com. I offer psychic readings, hypnosis, life coaching, spellcasting, and Reiki. All right, take care and blessed be.